Welcome to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here in studio with the host of Money Life and Crown CEO, Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, today we're going to open up your inbox and answer some of the questions that our listeners have sent to you.
Well, I want to thank our listeners for participating. You send me lots of questions, but also lots of very encouraging comments. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that I really like. But if you do have a question, feel free to go to crown.org, get into the radio section, and there's a button right there that says Ask Chuck, and I'll try to answer your question either on the air, off the air, or we'll have somebody do it for me.
Well, that means that every question that is sent does get some kind of personal response, and some of those actually make it on the air.
Absolutely, Dave. We try to help every single person who asks us for help.
And Chuck, this first question is about making money. And Tiffany from Chicago writes, my husband and I are Christians, and recently we've been blessed with several ideas for inventions. We're wondering if you could lead us in the right direction about how to take our God-given ideas to the next level.
Well, Tiffany, thanks for writing. Creative ideas that come from the Lord are a huge blessing, especially when they lead to something that can have a positive impact on the economy and other people's lives. So, congratulations. This is just great news, but there's a lot of decisions that lie before you. And the first decision you need to make is to determine if there's a marketable use for the idea or the invention that you have. If not, then you don't need to pursue the rest of these steps. So try to gather some information of whether or not people will really use your invention. General Electric publishes a booklet every year of all the inventions that they turned down because they didn't think they were marketable, and there are a lot of them. So it could be very helpful to subscribe to that publication. But if it's marketable, then determine what field that it would be used in, and then seek expert advice or help from somebody who can give you some input on how to protect your idea and to get it to market. The first thing you're going to need to do is to file for a patent and then to test it on a very small scale. Don't put a lot of money at risk. We have a great article online about inventions and patents. You can find it at crown.org. And there's a book I'd like to recommend by David Pressman titled Patent It Yourself, and we've got a link to that book at crown.org.
Well, once again, that information will be available at crown.org/radio, and then you'll want to click on the related content for today's program. You'll find the link to the article as well as information about the book by David Pressman. We'll answer more of your questions after this brief break. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries.
Want to learn how to make and manage money God's way, but you don't have time to read a book or participate in a Bible study? Then check out The Journey to True Financial Freedom, a live seminar presented by Crown Financial Ministries. It's fast-paced and life-changing. Invest just one day of your time in a Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar, and you can learn God's financial principles and practical ways to apply them for a lifetime. A trained instructor will teach you how to set priorities, develop a spending plan, eliminate debt, and more. You'll gain a deeper understanding of stewardship and faithfulness. If you're interested in attending a Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar, go to crown.org to find one in your area, or call 1-800-722-1976 and ask one of our friendly consultants to locate one for you. That's 800-722-1976 or online at crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we're answering your email questions today. And that's something we like to do about once a week. And if you have a question you'd like to ask Chuck, you can do that by going to crown.org/radio and clicking the Ask Chuck button on the right column. And Chuck, we have another question here from Barbara in North Augusta, South Carolina. And she writes, my husband got laid off after 21 years of service. He got severance pay of about $10,000. In my work, I average about $100 a week. We're going to have to buy Cobra insurance for about $500 a month. We have about $41,000 in a 401k. Should we pull all that money out or leave it alone?
Well, Barbara, thanks for writing. I'm sorry that your husband lost his job, and I do pray that he'll be able to get reemployment soon. I don't have enough data to fully answer your question, but let me give you a few parameters. First of all, the answer to your question depends upon your age, your financial condition, and your health, in fact. So, Barbara, if you're not 59 and a half and you withdraw money from your 401k, you're going to pay a 10% penalty for early withdrawal as well as probably 20% taxes on that withdrawal. So it could be a very bad decision. So because I don't know your age, I can't give you really good advice there. Also, if you have a mortgage and you think it may be a while before your husband is reemployed, you may need to use that $41,000 in another way instead of buying the COBRA insurance. So if your health is good, I would recommend that you consider not purchasing the COBRA insurance, which is the full package that your husband was receiving from your employer, and maybe scale it way back, something that you could afford for far less, and it's going to be the bare minimum of coverage. Some people call this catastrophe coverage or emergency coverage, but not the full package that you would get under COBRA. Save the money, trust the Lord during this interim until your husband gets reemployed, and hopefully keep your $41,000 intact in your 401k and scale back on your cost of insurance.
Well, another thing you might want to do is go to crown.org/radio and get a copy of our crisis budget. This is a free download, and it might be very helpful at this time. Chuck, our next question is from Kevin in Hendersonville, North Carolina. And he writes, my parents have been involved with a California law firm that said it could help them get into a government program that could reduce their mortgage payments. It's been 6 months, and the firm has failed to do that. However, my parents' sizable deposit hasn't been refunded, even though that's in the contract. Do you have any guidance for us?
Kevin, thanks for writing and for attempting to help your mother and father out of this difficult situation. If they actually have a signed contract, then you should seek legal advice from another firm or maybe a friend who will look over the contract to see if the law firm is out of compliance with the contract that your parents have entered into. I actually doubt that they are. The law firm is probably going to adhere to the rights in that particular contract, and it may not be a very good idea to pursue it. But if they're certain that they're due a refund, then you might suggest that they take it to small claims court to see if they could help them. But another step for you would be to do some homework for them. I would recommend that you go to some of these government program websites, study what they offer, and see if your parents qualify under their programs. Two websites I'd recommend, makinghomeaffordable.gov, home is singular, makinghomeaffordable.gov, or there's a HUD-approved program that's helped many homeowners actually get lower payments, and their website is NACA.com. So if you'll go to those two sites, do some homework yourself, and then determine if you think your parents actually could qualify for a reduction in their mortgage payments. If you find out they were never qualified in the beginning, maybe you'd like to write a letter to the law firm and say, look, I've studied these programs, and your offer to help my parents was inaccurate. Will you please help them? And hopefully they'll do the right thing.
Well, again, those websites are available at crown.org/radio in the related content link. Chuck, this next question comes from Jeannie in Knoxville, Tennessee, and she says, I'm on Destination 3 of the Crown Money Map, and should I pay off my debts first or increase my emergency savings to 3 months' living expenses?
Jeannie, thanks for writing, and it's always great to hear from our listeners in Tennessee, and I want to congratulate you on making progress to Destination 3. That is a major, major step. And every time I hear that someone is following the plan on the money map, I just want to encourage you to keep going. You are halfway there, and you're making great progress. Now, my perspective in regard to your question depends on where you are with your current employment. I think it's best overall to eliminate the debt first if you don't think you're in jeopardy of losing your job, because the debt is costing you a lot more than you're going to earn by putting money in an emergency account. But if you think you're in jeopardy of possibly losing your job anytime soon, then put the money aside in the emergency account now. And if you don't lose your job, then you can simply pay off the debt later. Now, if your job is secure, then go ahead and pay off the credit card debt. Then use what you were paying for your monthly payments to put into the emergency fund and to build that savings account up over the next 3 to 6 months. That's a very good step. It depends on where you are with your employment, Jeannie, but thanks for writing and keep up the great progress.
Well, Chuck, Jeannie is using the Crown Money Map to follow her progress and actually give her a guide for getting out of debt and getting into financial freedom. Talk a little bit about the Money Map. What is it and how can people get a hold of one?
Dave, over 500,000 people are using the Money Map to make progress every month on their journey to true financial freedom, to get to that destination where financial stress and worry and bondage is finally behind them. And for those who aren't familiar with it, it's a graphic guide. That's why we call it a map. It's very graphic. It's very visual. Destination one is where you start. You develop a spending plan and you save $1,000 for emergencies. That's the first step so that you can stop depending on your credit cards for emergency funding. So many people think if they can just pay down a little bit on their balance on the credit cards, they have emergency funds set aside. You do not have emergency funds set aside. Save $1,000 in cash. That will put you on the right road. Then when that's accomplished, you go to destination two and you begin to pay off all credit card debt so that if you get in a bind, you don't have to fall back on credit cards again. So it's very important to follow the sequence. Pay off credit card debts in destination two and then increase your savings from $1,000 to 1 month of living expenses. So Jeannie, who just wrote us, has already accomplished those two steps, and those are big steps. Mm-hmm. She is on the way, and now she's at destination three. And there you pay off all the rest of your consumer debt, automobiles, furniture, student loans, everything else you have except your home mortgage. And then you increase your savings to 3 months of living expenses. That's progress.
And you can find the Money Map at crown.org. We'll be back with more answers to your questions. This is Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries.
Of struggling to pay your bills every month? Not sure where your money's going? Are you ready to get out of debt? Well, the way out isn't always to make more money. Often it's learning to manage what God has already given you. And Crown Financial Ministries has something that'll help you do that. Crown Envelopes is one of the most advanced online money management systems ever. It will help you easily create a home budget online in a secure environment and connect it to your bank and credit card accounts. Then, Crown Envelopes will automatically track your spending, update your budget, and tell you how much you have left to spend in any budget category. You'll have access to your financial information 24/7 from home, work, even your cell phone, so you can always know where you stand financially and make informed decisions. Take control of your finances today and sign up for Crown Envelopes at crown.org. With Crown Envelopes, you can become debt-free. Again, Crown Envelopes is available at crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we are answering your email today. And if you have a question for Chuck, you can go to crown.org/radio and click the Ask Chuck button there on the top right-hand corner of the homepage. Well, Chuck, every question that we get does get a personal reply. Some come from you, some come from our staff, and some get answered here on Money Life. And this question from Lori in Wisconsin is one that I think we're going to see more of, and that is a question about what do we do if we have a business and we need to sell it. Lori and her family have a dairy farm, and she writes, "We need to sell the dairy farm because our bank will not lend us the money to remodel our barn, even though we have a plan to pay it back. How do we get out of a business? What should we do first, and what should we keep in mind?"
Lori, thanks for writing, and I'm very sorry that you're in a position where you need to sell this business, but oftentimes God directs our steps through providing and withholding. So take it as an encouragement from the Lord that He is guiding your steps. Now, if you're going to sell the farm because it's an income-generating business, it's different than just selling it as real estate. So I would recommend that you get an appraisal on the value of the business. That would include the land, all the equipment and improvements, as well as the income that's generated as a result of operations. Once you get a good appraisal, now that you know what it's worth, many people hire a business broker to market their business, just like you might hire a realtor to sell the farm. In this case, you would employ a broker who has expertise at representing you as he markets that business, and I would recommend one that specializes in dairy farms. Now, if you decide that you don't want to use a broker and you're going to go it alone, definitely seek legal counsel from an attorney before entering into any agreements regarding the farm. And be very cautious when you choose your broker or you do any advertising. It would be wonderful if you would look for places online right now that list other farms for sale, or there's forums where you can ask questions and get as much information as you possibly can. Farming is obviously a very specialized field, and we have a money map coach who is a farmer in Iowa, and he has volunteered to help any farmers who are listening right now that may be experiencing a financial crisis. And we're going to post Dave's email address on our website, and you will be able to contact him and get some personal expert advice in regard to your situation or any that may unfold in the future as you start this process.
Chuck, you just mentioned the Money Map Coach service that we offer here at Crown. Talk a little bit more. What is the Money Map Coach, and how do they help people with their financial problems?
I mentioned the Money Map earlier. It's a process to help people get on a plan where they not only get out of debt, but they make progress towards actually becoming financially free. They meet goals around their savings programs as well as their giving programs, their investments. All of those things are laid out in the Money Map. And our coaches are trained volunteers who serve our listeners for free. And they do that in one of two ways, either online, which I think is one of the finest services we offer to our listeners, because you can go online at any time and remain completely anonymous, and you can stay home. You never have to leave your house. And we have people standing by ready to encourage you, to pray with you, and to answer your questions to get you on a program making progress to that next destination. And the other way that you can meet with the Money Map Coach is in person. You have to request that online. It takes a little bit of time to make the connections there, but they're happy to do that. In fact, Dave, several years ago, one of our volunteer coaches was featured on CBS Evening News because he had helped a couple avoid foreclosure. Hmm. And it was a very touching story of how God will use one person to help another person in need. That's why we exist. So if you're listening today and you need help, just go to crown.org, click on our Money Map Coach section, and somebody will be there to help answer your question.
That's good advice. Chuck, this next question comes from Kristen in Princess Anne, Maryland. And she writes, my children are young. What's the best way to start saving for college? Should I open a 529 plan?
Kristen, that is a great question. And I'm going to answer it in context to our money map, because you're asking a destination for question. So many people believe when their children are young, the first thing they need to do is to start saving for their education. That's a good thing as long as you've completed the other three destinations on the money map. I'm assuming you have $1,000 in emergency savings. You've completed destination one. You've paid off all your credit cards and increased your savings to 1 month of your living expenses. And you've completed destination three, meaning you've paid off all your consumer debts and you've increased your savings, your emergency funds, to 3 to 6 months of your living expenses. Now you're ready to begin saving for your children's education. If that's the case, there are three vehicles that you should consider: the Roth IRA, the Coverdell ESA, which stands for Educational Savings Account, or the 529 plan. I'm going to give you the bottom line. In general, I prefer the Roth IRA to save for college expenses because it generally has more flexibility. You're not locked in to use it simply for education. However, it has a potential downside if you use the Roth IRA to save for college, and that is IRAs are treated in the financial aid formulas as income, so you may be disqualified for financial aid using that mechanism. But if you choose to use a Coverdell ESA or a Section 529 plan, then it won't count against you as income when you apply for financial aid. So if you don't foresee that your children may need financial aid when they're going to college, I would recommend you choose the Roth IRA.
Chuck, this next question comes from Tammy in North Carolina, and she writes, my husband is a pastor. His salary is just one part of his total package from the church that includes things like housing expenses, insurance, and retirement. We're trying to tithe on the package, but continually find ourselves coming up short. We're not able to pay ourselves anything, but we don't want to rob God. Do we tithe on what his W-2 says in his income, or what the church budget says is his salary package? And Chuck will answer that question right after this.
Want to use your home computer to help you manage your money God's way? Well, all you need is Crown Money Map Financial Software from Crown Financial Ministries. With Crown Money Map Financial Software, you can create a realistic spending plan and use a virtual envelope system to follow daily. And since it's based on the Crown Money Map, the software will help you build up your emergency fund, pay off debts, create balanced budgets, manage investments, and complete other steps that'll move you forward on your financial journey. Crown Money Map Financial Software is loaded with features to make living on a spending plan easy and secure, including the ability to import transactions from your bank so you don't have to enter them individually. Crown Money Map Financial Software is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. For specific system requirements or for a free trial version, go to crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976 for more information. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, just before the break, we read a question from Tammy, whose husband is a pastor, and a question about how do they tithe off of his salary or his total compensation package.
Tammy, great question, and what a wonderful heart that you have. I would recommend that you tithe off of the income listed in your W-2, and then as you're able, increase it as the Lord provides. But don't get in legalistic bondage about that. Tithe off of the cash income that you receive that's listed on your W-2.
Chuck, we have time for just one more question, and this one comes from Linda in Grand Prairie, Texas, your old stomping grounds.
It is.
And she writes, I have created a financial mess for myself, and I'm committed to cleaning it up. I've talked with my 19-year-old daughter about the mistakes I've made, but I also want to teach her biblical financial principles. Do you have specific resources tailored for teens and young adults?
Linda, thanks for writing. I would recommend that the two of you go through one of our adult small group Bible studies together. I think that would be so powerful to say, honey, I'm going to go to this study and I want you to go with me. We're going to do our homework together. We're going to be in small group together. We're going to have prayer requests together, and we're going to learn how to use money God's way. Now, after you've done that, we have some excellent Bible studies for teens. I've led my own children through those, and you can find those in our resource section at crown.org. But Linda, stay in touch. I'd like to know, how's it going?
Well, Chuck, before we close today's program, take a moment and share with our listeners, especially those in the Raleigh area, about a special event coming to their town.
Our God Provides Film Learning Experience is on tour, and we're headed to Raleigh. I can't wait. We're going to show two short films from the God Provides series, Abraham and Isaac and The Widow and the Oil, and I will be teaching from those two stories. It's a family-friendly event, and we interact with people, so you may be surprised that your children raise their hand and say, this is what God taught me. It's always dynamic. It's a real blessing for me to be able to meet the listeners and to hear your testimonies. We're going to be there March 18th at Providence Baptist Church. It starts promptly at 7 p.m. and we will end at 8:30, so you can get the kids home and in bed. But I want you to come out and to see these stories so that you can be encouraged during this great recession and also equipped to go and serve other people whom God has put into your life. You can register online. Just go to crown.org/register. There we'll have directions and other important information. And I truly look forward to meeting you in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Once again, that's the God Provides Film Learning Experience Tour in Raleigh, North Carolina, Thursday, March 18th at Providence Baptist Church. There is no charge, but we would like to know if you're coming. So go to crown.org/register, sign up, get directions, and get other important information. And by the way, while you're at crown.org, don't forget to sign up for the free podcast and check out the related content for today's program. You'll find important links and other information that we covered in answering your questions. Well, for Chuck and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.